Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Kind of Chaf Alpha. We're starting with the third line of the two dots. And today's office sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Marshmim, Tarbas, Miakam, Maisha, Hernish, Amash, and Havan Aliyah. So, Bryce said there's 10 different kriyas that a person would tear in their garment, that those are never allowed to be misache. He's never allowed to fix them 100%. So, we discuss Rabbi Shalim de Chachma, his Rebbe that taught him Chachma. As more Ezu Rabbi, who's his Rebbe they're referring to? Says, Kosha Pasuch Chilo, who started teaching him Tyra, different Meir, that's Rebbe Meir's opinion. Or Zabu Dimer, he says, Kosha Rev Talmud de Menu, that's where the majority of his Limud is from. That's who the Rebbe referring to as. Or Zabu Yasimer, he says, Kosha Hair Ain of and this person enlightened his eyes, even in one Mishnah, in one thing, that's already considered his Rebbe that he would tear Kriya over and he's never allowed to fix it. Now, the halach is like the one who had said that the majority of his Talmud is from him. That's what we're referring to. That's Gemara V'lam Eloi Amar Rebbe Yehuda. Why didn't he just say the halach is like Rebbe Yehuda? The answer is because they're those that teach this memra but switch it around and they don't quote it in the name of Rebbe Yehuda. That's why he didn't say the halach is like Rebbe Yehuda, just the halach is like that opinion. Now, Lazar, Kara al Shapasach Laitchila, rolls it to Kriya over the one who started him off in learning. He was the one that first taught him, and Shmuel Chalatz al Shaheir Eidu Mishnasai. Shmuel was Chalit, which you learned earlier means he bared his shoulder and his arm, and that was for somebody who enlightened his eyes in Mishnah. Now we just clarify, Umahir Eidu Mishnasai. What does that mean? He clarified his eyes in a Mishnah. So Rabbi Yisrael Rabboni explains, we have Mishnah Mesechus Tamid that tells us, B'shnei Maftechas, that there's two keys. Echad Yor L'Amas HaShechi, one goes down to the Amas HaShechi, V'echad Pesach Kivain, and one is Pesach Kivain. This is two keys that are used to open the Azara in the morning, and the question is, what does this mean? So, Mahir Yor L'Amas HaShechi, what's that referring to? Shayashach Amma Ad Shelo Yiftach. He actually has to insert his arm all the way through a hole in the door, and that's an amma long, that's the length of his arm, and that goes ad hashechi until his armpit, and he opens the door from the inside. And then the second one is pesach kivain, it just opens straight away, it's an easy open, and that's how Shmuel's eyes were enlightened with this Mishnah. So he tore kriya over the one who taught him that. We continue discussing the Brisa had said, Al Nasi Val Bezin Val Shmuel Sarois, so minayin, how do we know about this? And the answer is from the following pasuk. This refers to when David HaMelech heard that Shaul and Yonasan were killed in battle, and many other Yidden as well. So the pasuk tells us, Vechazik David Begadavai. David held on to his garments and he tore them. And then the pasuk says, "Vayispdu vayivku vayitzumu ad erev." They eulogized and they cried and they fasted until the evening. Let's continue reading the pasuk. It says, "Al Shaul v'al Yonasan benoy v'al Am Hashem v'al Beis Yisrael kinaflu becharev." That we darshan. Al Shaul zehanasi. That's referring to Nasi. V'al Yonasan benoy zeabezdin. That's Abezdin. V'al Am Hashem v'al Beis Yisrael kinaflu becharev. Elu Shmuis Rois. That's referring to Shmuis Rois. Bad tidings. This is when the Yidden fall in battle. So that's reason to kriya. We continue discussing the brayso. Al kilas Hashem minayin. How does chiluv tearing kriya over Kilas Hashem if somebody hears somebody else cursing Hashem? So that's what the pasuk says. Vayikishma Hamel Chizkiyo is Divrei Rav Shake Vayikras Begadav. And it was when Chizkiyo heard the words of Rav Shake and he tore his garments. Now, really, these words as Divrei Rav Shake are not part of the pasuk. They were just added in for clarification purposes. Chizkiyo was the king of Yehuda. Sennacherib Melch Ashur brought his army to surround them and wage war. And he had sent Rav Shake, who was his general, to curse and blaspheme Hashem. So Chizkiyo heard these cursings of Hashem from Rav Shake. He tore his garments. Now, the question is, Ma'alu Kral Kilas Hagai? Does a person tear Kriya when he hears a non Jew curse Hashem? So it depends. Manto Amar Rav Shake Gai Haya. According to Manto Amar, the Rav Shake was a guy. So Kairin, one does tear, even from a guy cursing Hashem. And Manto Amar Yehudi Haya, the one that says Rav Shake was a Yid, he clearly was an apostate. He turned his back on Hashem because he went with Sancheirv to be his general. But we learn from here that in Kairin, we would not tear when a guy curses Hashem. We continue to Rav Shaya teaches, Echad Shama Kilos Hashem Yisrael, Echad Shama Kilos Hashem in a guy, Chayv L'Kriya. So Rav Shaya holds that whether a person hears a curse of Hashem from a Yid or even from a guy, he does have to tear Kriya. Question is my time, what's the source for this? And that's because the pasuk says, Hine Ani Hashem Basar, Hamimenu Yipali Kaldavar. So we see very clearly from this pasuk that Hashem says, I am the Hashem, Ali Kei Kol Basar, and that includes even non-Jews. Now another question, Ma'ol Kreb Bizman Hazeh, what about tearing Bizman Hazeh? Do we tear Kriya when we hear Kilas Hashem nowadays? Rabbi Yossi quotes Rabbi Yirmi B'Shem Rabbi Yechron, Mishirabu Hagad Fanim, when the blasphemers and the curses of Hashem increased, Pasuk Mil Kriya, so they stopped tearing, because a person would have to walk around all day long tearing his garment, and he wouldn't have any garments left because you'd just be tearing them all day. Now the question is, Ma'ol Kreb Kinuyim, what about tearing Kriya over Kinuy of Hashem? Really, a person only has to tear Kriya when he hears the shame Yud Ke Vav Ke of Hashem being cursed. But what about a Kinoi, which is one of the other names of Hashem? Does he have to tear Kriya? So Nishmin Odel, so from the following, Shem Lakish Hav Mahach Besrita, Rish Lakish was going along the way, is Damali Chad Kusai, there was a Kusi who was there as well, Vahav Magadef, and this Kusi was cursing Hashem, Vahavakara, and Rish Lakish tore Kriya. Magadef he cursed again, Vahavakara, so he tore Kriya again. What did he do? Nachsle Min Chamara, Rish Lakish got off his donkey, Vyav Le Chad Martuka Goy Libe, and he gave him a fist, which means he punched him in his heart, and Amalei told him, Rasha, it's Le'im. Does your mother have enough clothing for me that I have to keep on tearing because you keep on cursing Hashem? Now, Adam this clearly tells us that one should tear Kriya even when he hears a Kinoi, one of the lower level names of Hashem, if you will, being cursed. And also, we do this Bizman Hazeh. And the way we know this is because non Jews don't know Yud Ke Vav Ke, they use other names of Hashem. And so we know that we're Kareya al Kinoim. We continue discussing the Bryce had said, Al Srifas at Tyra. So, Minayin, how do we know that we tear Kriya for the burning of a Tyra? And that's from the following pasuk. It says, Vahiki Kriya Yehudi, Shalish Delosis Var. Arba, it was when Yehudi, which is the name of a person, read 3 or 4 Delasais. The question is, Mao Shalish Delasais Varba? What does that mean, 3 or 4 Delasais? And the answer is, Talas Arba Psikon. He read 3 or 4 Psukim. That's what Delasais means. It's like sections or statements, phrases, Psukim. And this has something to do with Megillas Eicha, when it was written by the Navi and it was presented to Melchior Yakim, who's a big Rasha. So this Yehudi fellow read 3 or 4 Psukim for him, and they all basically said that Yerushalayim is going to be destroyed and it's going to be terrible. And Yakim just laughed it off. He didn't care. He said, as long as I still have my Malchus, I'm fine with that. However, Kim Shigil Pasuk Chamishi, once he reached the 5th Pasuk that says, Ki Hashem Hoigal Rev Psha'eha, then Hashem has afflicted her because of all of her transgressions. So that got Yakim upset. Right away, the Pasuk tells us that he cut it up with a knife of a Sefer and he threw it into the fire. And the Pasuk says, V'loi Pachadu, V'loi Karos Bigdam, and they weren't afraid and they didn't tear their Begadim. So we see from here that when a Sefer Torah is burned, a person really should tear the Begadim. Now it's causing something similar. If a person saw Talmud Chacham who died, it's like he saw a Sefer Torah that burned and he has to tear Kriya. And Amar Rav always says, Yavo Yolai should come on me if I tasted anything that day. In other words, he's saying about himself that when a Talmud Chacham died, he fasted for the rest of the day. And Rabbi Yonah was in Tsar, when he heard that the son of Rav passed away, and even though earlier in the day he had eaten cheese and drank water, he continued the rest of the day in a fast. Now above Rav Huna Bar Chiya, Havan Yosivin, they were sitting, Itasna Misa, a Basiana, an ostrich came along, and it grabbed the tefillin of Rav Huna Bar Chiya and started running off. Now somehow, Tzad Rav Ba managed to trap this ostrich, and he choked it, getting the tefillin back. And Omer Rav Huna Bar Chiya, Rav Huna Bar Chiya told him, Oid Ma'at, if it would have been just a little bit longer, meaning the ostrich would have swallowed the tefillin, Vayinu Bayla De Sreifas Torah, then we would have come to a situation of burning of the Torah, because the swallowing of the tefillin is the destruction of the parshiyos inside, and then we would have had to tear Kriya, just like a Sefer Torah being burned. Harv Chaf Alfam Beis on top, Amrle, he told him, that's not so. Vaidain Atlazu, you really still need this. Kain Omer of Yirmi B'Shem Rav, this Rav Yirmi B'Shem Rav, in Kairin El Al Sefer Torah Shasar from El Chisrael B'Zroyad. We only tear Kriya regarding a Sefer Torah that a Jewish king burned forcibly. For example, Yayakim Ben Yeshio, Melchiyud of Chaverov, like we just had at the bottom of Amud Aleph, where they cut it up and threw it in the fire. So that's something against our will that we're not able to stop, so we would tear Kriya. But if something got burned up by accident, then we don't tear Kriya. Can you discuss Uli B'Riya, quotes from Blazer, who said B'Shem Ruchanina, Haray Sefer Torah Shenisraf, if a person sees a Sefer Torah burned, Chayv L'Kraya, he has to tear Kriya, Al HaGvil B'Fnei Atzmai, V'Al Ksav B'Fnei Atzmai. Once for the Kvil, for the parchment that burned, and once for the Ksav, for the writing on it. Now, my time, what's the source for this? That's because this Pasuk continued to discuss the story that we just mentioned, Acharei Sreif HaMelchus HaMegillah Ves HaDvarim, after the king burned the Megillah and the Dvarim, Es HaMegillah Zagvil. That's referring to the parchment itself. Ves HaDvarim Zaksav, that's referring to the writing on the parchment. Now, once we had a memo from Uli B'Riya, we continue with another memo, even though it doesn't have to do with Taran Kriya. Reb Recha quotes from Chalbay, who quotes Ula B'Riya, who quotes from Blazer B'Shem Reb Chanina. Also, Akash Baruch Hu Liyasus, Rosh Chayil at Tzadikim La'asid Lavay. Akash Baruch Hu is going to be in the middle of a Chayil, which is like a circle of dancers of Tzadikim La'asid Lavay. My time, what's the source for this? Pasuk Talmud tells us, Shisu Limchem L'Chayla, focus your hearts, look towards Chayla. So Chayla, literally translated, means ramparts, which is like the top of a wall. However, L'Chayla Ksev, it's written as L'Chayla. It doesn't have a Yud there, it actually has a Vav, so we could read it as L'Chayla. So the Pasuk would be, Shisu Limchem L'Chayla, look towards the Chayla. And then what happens about Tzadikim Mar Noseh Be'etzba, the Tzadikim, so to speak, point to Hashem with the finger of Oyrim, and they say, Ki Zeh Elikim Elikinu Oylam Vaed, Huyin Agenu Almos, this is Elikim, our God, forever and ever, Huyin Agenu, he will lead us Almos. Now what does that mean, Almos? So Almos means Be'alimos, that comes from the Lashon of Helim, in secrecy, so Hashem leads them in that way, and Almos means Bezrizos, with alacrity, with speed, and that's like Almos, Ki Ilein Ulimta, like Ulimta, which means a young maiden who's full of speed and alacrity. Now Targum Akilas, Akilas was targeting this word Almos as Asnasira. What does that mean? Oilam She'ein by Maves, a world that doesn't have death, because Almos is a lashon of Al Maves on top of Maves. In other words, there's no death. And Matzdikim Aron Oseh Be'etzba Va'Omer, and they say Kizel Kim Lekenu Lam Va'ed Huina Genu Almos. What does that mean? Almos Huina Genu Ba'Olam Hazeh Huina Genu Olam Haba. He's going to lead us in this world. He's going to lead us into the next world. And lashon of Almos here is being understood as Oilam Mois, two different worlds, this world and the next world. We go back to the original discussion about Yerushalayim Beis Hamikdash. Tan Kriya over Yerushalayim Beis Hamikdash. How do we know this? So it says in the pasuk, "Vayvayu Anashim Shchem Mishilo Mishaymrain Shmain Anashim Gulu Chazaken Kriya Begadim." Men came from Shchem, Shiloi, and Shaymrain. It's really not Shmain Anashim, rather it's Shmainim Anashim. It's 80 people. They're Gulu Chazaken. They were shaved beards and they had Kriya Begadim, torn clothing. And this referring to a situation where these people did not hear the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. So they were on their way to the Beis Hamikdash to bring korbanos to Hashem, and it was on the way that they heard the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. So that's why they came with their korbanos. They had torn clothing. So we see from here that regarding Yerushalayim Beis Hamikdash, one has to tear Kriya. Now continue to discuss this. Somebody who hears that Yerushalayim was destroyed and somebody who sees that Yerushalayim is destroyed, he has to tear Kriya. Now, somebody who's in a place called Saifim, which is right outside Yerushalayim, already from there when he sees Yerushalayim Esther Kriya. Now, Esther Netanya, those that teach, the ones that tears Kriya by seeing Yerushalayim, and then he goes into Yerushalayim and he sees the Makam Mikdash being destroyed, has a tear again. So what does he do? Maisif al-Kara. He could just add on to that original tear. Question is, how does that work? So Esther Netanya, Tchilas Akara Tefach, Vetesafte Kol Shehu. There are those that teach that the first tear has to be a Tefach long, and the addition just is a little bit. Whereas Esther Netanya, those that teach, Tchilas Akara Tefach, Tesafte Shalish Etzbais. That the first tear is a Tefach, and the continuation, this extra tear that's done, has to be an added three finger breath. And Chizkiy quotes Rabbi Yirmiyahu b'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha k'misha omer tchilas hakar tefach tesafte kol shehu. That looks like the first man to omer, the first tear is a tefach, and the continuation is just a little bit. Now another question, Ma'ul havdil k'nei safa? What about when a person tears kriya? Does he have to separate the k'nei safa, which is the edge of the garment? This is basically right by the neck, because since the tear is supposed to be done over the heart, so the question is, does he have to start by the seam of the neck and tear the garment like that, or could he just tear it from the middle of the garment? Now the reason why he should have to do the first one, he should have to be mavdil k'nei safa, is because if there's just a tear in the middle of the garment, that's not as readily apparent that there's really a tear there, as opposed to when it's torn from the edge, from the lip of the garment, so then you really see a tear. The question is, what's necessary? So Rav Yirmiyahu quotes Rav Chiya b'Shem Rav Shimon HaLakish, the pasuk says, V'chazek David b'gadav, and David held on to his garments. Right away, what we learn from here, in chazaka pachas mitafach, we know that grabbing onto something is not less than a tafach, because the fist that a person grabs with is a tafach. And the pasuk says, V'ikraim, and he tore them. And what's the word we learn from here? Rav says, B'Shem Rishu ben Levi, Mikan Shutzarach Lahav L'Knei Safa. This teaches us that he does have to tear it from the edge of the neck hole. That's because Vayikra'im is mashma that he tore them into two pieces, and it's only readily apparent that it's in two separate pieces if it's torn from the edge. Now, another discussion, Meis Lemeis Kareya. If a person had somebody die, one of his close relatives, he has to tear Kriya. Now, Meis Lemeis Acher, let's say another person died as well. Afil Shasham al Aval Imai Val Rabbi Shlem de Chachma, even if he heard regarding his father or mother or his Rebbe the Tarm Chachma, Kareya Kare Echel Kulon, he tears one tear for all of them. Now, Rabbi Hudeman Tema Emer, he says that no. Kareya Zebifne Atzmai Val Zebifne Atzmai, he has to tear on this one and on that one separately, which means specifically regarding hearing about his father or mother being nifter, that requires a separate kriya. It's not to be grouped in with a kriya for somebody else. And Rabbi Tevin continues, as long as he doesn't make that kriya of his father or mother as a tesefes. As the Gemara, isn't that the same thing Rabbi Tevin just said? In the first part of his statement, he clarified that the tear for the father or mother has to be separate from the tear for somebody else. So why does he then say seemingly the same thing? And the answer is, Ella, what's the second statement saying? He's not allowed to add on to the tear for his father or mother, which means, let's say a number of people died, and the first one that he tore kriya for was his father or mother. So when all those other people now died, he's not allowed to add on to the tear that he made for his father or mother. He has to make a brand new one. In other words, the one for his father or mother, it's its own tear. It's not to be a continuation from a previous one, and it's not allowed to have a continuation from it for a different mace. Rav Chalbaya and Rav Masna quote Yosi Bar Manish, who say b'shem Rav, halacha k'yudim tema, the halacha k'yudim tema. We continue, mace by mace, kareya. If somebody died, he has to tear kriya. Meis lemeis acher, if another person died, meis val kareva kareya, he could add on to that original tear and continue tearing. And he could keep on doing this. The question is, ad eichon, until where is he allowed to tear his garment that we say, okay, now you have to make a new tear? So, chanino, ad shumagia tiburai, until he reaches his belly button, his navel, then he has to stop tearing because it doesn't look like he's tearing al hameis. Now, no, then regarding kriya, tonichad sav kumirab zeira, a certain elderly person, a saba, a zakein, taught in front of zeira, that let's say when a person heard about a mace, he didn't have a beggar that he was able to tear. Maybe the beggar he was wearing was borrowed, so he's not allowed to tear it. So afilu nismanoloi beged kol shiva chayv lekraya. Even if he gets a beged that he's able to tear all of shiva, he still is chayv to tear. Normally, b'zair told him hadad de tamar b'shar krayvim. That's only with other relatives. Aval aval imai regarding his father or mother afilu laacher kama chayv lekraya. That's the proper girsa. Even after a very long time, we've actually mentioned this before earlier as well. That even if he only gets a garment that he could tear way later on, not just after shiva, could even be months or maybe even years later, he still has to tear kriya for his father or mother. We're gonna stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss this, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.